It's US 99.5. So exciting, sitting across from one of my personal favorites and our country superstar, Keith Urban.
Thank you, Drew.
Welcome back to Chicago.
Much. Nice to be back.
Even though we're in Vegas, I like to think it's us here.
It's all right. You brought Chicago with you.
We did. And you look very well rested for being transcontinental in the last few months. How is that happening for you?
In the last 24 hours, we just flew back from Australia yesterday.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah. We were there for 12 days.
So is it a? Are you on morning time right now, or you just kind of go with where it is?
Yeah, because it's minus 6 hours. So what is it? It's almost 2 o'clock here. So what is that, like 7 o'clock?
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Well, you look great.
It's early.
You look rested.
Thank you.
Can you give us a little love for our Chicago Blackhawks? This is our bobblehead for Jonathan Toews.
I like
trying to get our Hawks to the playoffs.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're a Predators fan, but I have no shame in saying I want another Stanley Cup for the Hawks.
I can understand that. But yeah, I'm a Preds fan, of course. I'm a local Nashvilleian. So, but that's a pretty cool bobblehead of Jonathan right there.
And we brought some love for you for some lemon heads.
I see
that. Feel free to take some or not.
Thank you. For the kids, maybe.
If I can ask you, I'm a Vegas virgin. Never been here before.
Right. That's not a phrase you hear very often. Those two words don't often go together.
Is there, what's the first thing you do when you get to Vegas? Because you've been here so many years to the ACs.
I have, and we've played here many times over the years. And I've just, and we come down even for vacations too, because there's so many shows on. And great restaurants. It's a great getaway.
It's not really a good place to hide out if you're a superstar celebrity like you and along with wife Nicole, but I guess you can kind of blend in.
Oh, sure.
Really?
Absolutely.
We walked in the elevator behind Ray Romano yesterday, and he just had a T-shirt on and shorts with his wife, right?
There you go. See?
You're performing?
We're going to do a song from the Act of Valor film. Yes.
That's exciting. Called For You.
Yeah.
Did you actually write that for the movie?
I did.
Okay.
I co-wrote that song specifically for the film.
Is that a different space that you get in to write for a movie versus what you're feeling to put on a CD?
It is, but I think in the end it sort of draws from the same kind of thing. I mean, they flew down to Nashville last year and showed us the film, and we went away and wrote this song. But, I mean, at the same time, even though it's written for the film, I think it's a song that can work on sort of a whole different level, too.
We love it.
Thank you.
Things we want to know about you. What have you learned from your kids in the last year?
Oh, gosh. Everything.
That's a big smile and a big laugh from Keith Urban.
Yeah. It's great having kids. I love it.
I mean, I love it.
People say they keep you young, but I think they keep you present. That's the big difference, I think. It's just now. They're always about now, which is great.
Are you or were you the diaper changer? Or was it more for your wife?
Oh, we share it pretty equally.
I find, at least in my marriage, that you got to share. There's
Definitely.
No way around it.
It's also part of being a dad. If you really want to experience that, you can't just take the joys without the others. You know, you got to do it all.
Well, they're already giving me the wrap up. We love you in Chicago.
Thank you, Drew.
You know that. We wish you all the success in the world.
Thank you.
Can't wait to see you on the show. And thanks for stopping by US 99.5.
Hi to everybody in Chicago. Hope to see you soon.